All right. Welcome, everybody. The lines are long, so more may be coming. I wanted to take up a question. This kind of stuff interests me. I don't know if you guys remember, last week, I think it was Ben Smith, who's not here, he's still in line, I saw him, asked this question about Elohim Chaim, the last two words of verse 26, where we ended, the living God. And he wanted to know how often that Chaim would be plural with Elohim and how often singular. So I did a check, because I'm really interested in stuff like that. And you can actually kind of learn a lot of neat stuff. So here I made a little chart, and it's actually very doable. It's kind of interesting. The Elohim Chaim, remember, Chaim is nothing but an adjective. It's a plural adjective. Chai would be the singular. All right. So Elohim Chaim actually occurs, including our place here in 1 Samuel, five times. Once in Deuteronomy, two times in Jeremiah, and two times in 1 Samuel. So kind of a Elohim Chaim. Elohim Chai occurs actually four times. But notice 2 Kings 19 and Isaiah 37, that's the same episode being described. Remember when Hezekiah, when Assyria was at Hezekiah's gates, and they were telling Hezekiah, you know, what should we do, and they used the term Elohim Chai. So this is actually the rarer usage, as it goes. Now, I don't know if you can conclude anything from this information, but it just shows you the distribution, how things sometimes distribute. I got another chart here. We'll get to something today that interests me as well, so we'll see how it goes. All right, so this actually is getting into linguistically one of my favorite places in the Bible to get to. I hope we get to it today. So we're going to start at verse 27. Remember, David's in this discussion about Goliath and what to do. So verse 27 of chapter 17. Vayomer lo ha'am. And the people said to him, notice people is the singular verb, even though it's collective. Okay, I'm going to make this point a little later, and so I just want to call it to your attention now. Vayomer lo ha'am. The people said to him, Kadavar ha'zeh lemor. According to this word. In other words, he's referring back to those other explanations. Remember, according to this word, saying, Ko ye'aselayish asher yakenu. Thus will be done, a simple nifal imperfect, to the man who yakenu, who smites him, from the root naka. Remember, this is that hipfil from naka, third masculine singular suffix at the end of it. And we had this same phrase before, so the author is just kind of summarizing stuff real quick here. All right? Now notice, so this is interesting. We see here David elevated and his brother is getting lowered right away. It's really interesting. Vayishma Eliav Achiv Hagadol. Then Eliab, his brother, the oldest, Hagadol, Yishma, heard. Bed Dabru El Hanashim. In his talking to the men. See, notice here that bedabru, the simple PL infinitive construct with a bait in front of it, tells you it's temporal, as he was talking. So, Eliab, his oldest brother, heard while he was talking to the men. Okay, vayicharaf Eliab ba'David. What's the root of vayichar? Good. Chara, to be hot or to become hot. So the af became hot. His nose or face became hot. That's the idiom, common idiom for he got really angry. So Eliab got angry Bedavid against David. Vayomer, and said, Lama zeh. Remember here, I really like the function of zeh here. I like the explanation that it adds this kind of nuance. What in the world, or why in this case, why in the world? See, that's we use in the world kind of in the same way they use zeh. That's what I'm, the force is. That kind of appeals to me. So why in the world, Yarata, have you come down? Ve'al mi. Oh no, why in the world have you come down? Pause. Okay? Now, typical older brother. Ve'al mi natashta me'at hazon ha'hena bamidbar. And with whom, Natashta, have you left? It's from Natash. Have you left the... Now, look at this whole phrase together. Me'at hatzon hahena. Okay, with whom have you left? Take this as a substantive. The littleness of the flock, the these. Notice hena is a feminine third feminine plural pronoun. These, it refers to sheep, the collective. So notice you have a plural pronoun referring to a collective. All right. So it's translated, with whom have you left the fewness of these sheep? Okay. Now, obviously, that's terrible English, the fewness of these sheep. So it's, you would, better translation, with whom have you left these few sheep? No, it's referring to his flock, the flocks of his father. These few sheep, Bamidbar, in the desert.
I'm just wondering if it would be better, and let's just say, even though these is the translation from Hebrew,
That's actually better. And I'm looking at a couple other idioms with this. It's a little awkward, so I looked this up. Me'at sometimes occurs beforehand. Other constructions, like if you want to say a little water, you'd say littleness of water, be little water. But you can also turn them around and make me'at the genitive. So you could have men of fewness. Few men. So you can either have men of fewness or fewness of something else. And here you have the kind of... Yeah, that's it. So yes, those would be good. It's very interesting. I looked, again, I was very interested because you have this collective with a plural. It's actually used with the demonstrative pronoun twice. One time in 1 Samuel 15, we've had hatzon hatzeh, the flock, the this. Notice it's a masculine. And now here you have zon, which is a collective, and here you have hena, the plural. So you have it kind of two. These are the only two. And I looked up ela; it's not used with it. It's not used with kind of any of the other ones that I could discover, at least. So here's another case in which you have kind of this inconsistency, and I think it's due to the more colloquial nature of the text that we're looking at. More kind of reflects kind of spoken. Less standardized Hebrew. Okay? Continuing then, Ana Yadati, I know et Zedonika, I know your Zadon, I know your pride. I know your pride. Now, Ve'et Roa Levaveka, and the evil in your heart. See? Roa is evil, and levaveka, your heart. So I know the evil of your heart. Okay, ki. Here I think it exerts its force, something like surely, lema'an, or you have to, in order, re'ot, to see the war you have come down. See? So he's kind of giving a strong affirmation to his belief that this is true. You've come down to see the war. Okay? Re'ot is a simple call infinitive construct. So I know your pride and the evil of your heart. You certainly have come in order to see the war. You certainly have come down in order to see the war. That's probably how I would translate it. As opposed to your protestations to the contrary. See, he's kind of speaking against the thought that he's coming here for innocent purposes. Now, I don't know what that means. You've come down. I guess you're just coming down to watch the whole spectacle or something. But notice you can kind of see Eliav kind of impugning David and his motives here. Yes?
Would there be a difference between coming down to the camp to see the war or coming down to the battle lines, which was separate from the camp itself? Is there a way to tell from the grammar? Or?
No, I think it's the same. Yeah, same word. Right. Any other questions?
Wasn't that pretty common, though? Didn't people, like... go out to see the war. I mean,
yeah.
That even happened after the Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
People go out just to watch the battle.
It's very interesting. When I was reading From Sea to Shining Sea, at Lewis and Clark Expedition, about the Lewis and Clark family this summer, and this great family, you know, a bunch of them served in the Civil War, and it just gave this great description about the first battle, and people just brought their picnics and sat up on the hill, and, you know, they watched people shoot for a while, and then when they were tired of shooting, they just stopped and kind of went their way, and that happened kind of throughout the war. You know, you have these camp followers, and all that. It was very, you know, we just don't think in those terms anymore. It's very odd.
They watch TV, they go to watch the battle.
I guess so. Yeah. Really weird.
More social capital.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Okay, verse 29. Vayomer David. Then David said, oh, I like this. Typical little brother. Ma'asiti ata halodavarhu. David said, what have I done now? Pause. I like this translation. Didn't I just ask a question? See, or wasn't it just a question I asked? And it's really literally, halo, is it not a word? See? So it's something like, wasn't it just a question? Alright? Typical thing you'd say. Again, that's very idiomatic, and so that I'm really trying to interpret what the force of that expression is, that halo davar hu. Wasn't it just a word? See? Wasn't it something like, wasn't it just a question? Okay? Vayiso meetzlo el mul acher. Vayiso, what's the root?
Savav,
good. Simple call, vav consecutive from savav to turn. So he turned from me etzel. Etzel's next to him. Notice how, again, Hebrew piles up prepositions. Turn from next to him to mul, to the front of mul. That's another particle. To the front of acher, of another. Okay. Vayomer, and he said, spoke Kadavar Hazeh, according to this word. Again, he asked him, you know, what's going to be done for the man. That's what it means. Okay. Vayishuvu ha'am davar. Okay. Notice the verb is plural with ha'am. So notice here you have the collective with a plural verb, whereas before you had the collective with the singular. Now, there's a lot of scholarship that suggests that it's late biblical Hebrew when you start referring, when you start using plural verbs and plural pronouns in connection with collectives. Okay? But that has been kind of soundly disputed by cases like this, where you have in earlier texts collectives formed with plural verbs. And you also have to watch what collective. It's not consistent. In other words, there's not a rule. All collectives have a certain verb form. Different collectives seem to have different usages as far as singular or plural verbs. You have to be a little careful of it. So here, am with amar was singular, but here it's plural. So, and the people answered him, davar, return him a word. According to the first word. So they answered him the same thing, in other words. Okay? Verse 31. Vayeshamu hadevarim asher deber David. Then the words which David spoke were heard. Now notice that form, vayeshamu. It's weird. It's from shama. It's a niphal. All right? Notice the Masoretic note. There's no other places where this form occurs like this. What's weird about it?
Schwa.
Yeah, notice that there is a schwa under the yud where you expect a hirik. It's just weird, and I don't know if just because of the manuscript or whatever, but notice that there is actually a note that suggests many other manuscript editions do have the yud. So it's the words which David spoke were heard. Okay. Va yagidu lifne Shaul. And they told them to Saul, or in the presence of Saul, or before Saul, lifne Shaul. Okay. Va yikachehu. That's a simple call from Lakach. And he received him. All right. In other words, kind of, there's a lot going on here, but evidently the report spread about David asking. And, you know, it must be assumed then that David was kind of serious about trying it. I mean, that must have been the impression. It wasn't just idle questioning or talking. He was talking as if, you know, I think I'm going to do this. So the report reached Saul, and he brought him in. Vayomer David El Shaul. Then David said to Saul, Al Yipoleva Adam Alav. Okay. Then David said to Saul, Let not the heart of man fall. From not fall. Let not the heart of man fall Alav. On account of him. Okay. Of Deka Yelech. Your servant will go. So he's talking third person because he's being polite, deferential. He's speaking to a king. Your servant will go, Venilcham, and he will fight with HaPelishti, with the Philistine Hazeh, with this lousy Philistine, with this Philistine. Okay? Verse 33, Vayomer Shaul el David, then Saul said to David, Lo tukal laleket el HaPelishti Hazeh lehilachem imo. Not are you able to call. That's just from Yakal, another call imperfect. You are not able, laleket, to go. Infinitive construct from Halach. You're not able to go to the Philistine, this Philistine, lehilachim, to fight with him. Ki na'arata, for na'arata, for your kid. Okay? Vehu ish milchama, and he's a man of war. He's a warrior. Min ne'urato, from his youth. He's been a warrior from his youth. Alright, makes good sense to me, right? I'm going to stop here and because the next verse gets really interesting kind of linguistically. So, and there's a couple other sections as well that do that. So, good. Thanks for coming.
Where do you get this information from?